Yeah, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches and Mabez. Again, these are Gemaras about Chag HaShavuos, about Mzman, Mata, and Tereseinu. Now the Gemara says, Daf Pei Ches and Mabez, and three quarters down, V'yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Bishor Sha'ola Moshe Lamorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel the Torah, is Omru Malchei Ashoros Lofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim had tainis, had complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, Ribbono shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma Yilud Isha B'neinu, what is a born person doing amongst us? Like, what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing in Shemayim? Is Omar Lehen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Sabbath and Malachim, Lekabel Torah Bo, he has come to receive the Torah. I'm about to give the Torah down to Boretz. Omru Lefonov, so the Malachim said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chamuda Genuza, this desirable treasure, Shegenuza Lecho, that is hidden and treasured by you, Teisha Meyos, 900, V'shivim V'yabo, and 74 Doros, generations, Koidim Shenivroilom, before the world was created. Ata Mevakesh Litno Lebos of Adam, you intend now to give it to a boss of Adam? And Rashi says it really means Baal Payim Shana, 2,000 years. That Shekod Matarul Yolam, the Torah was here 2,000 years before the world. And really, it's Asidim Derasol Liboris, that the Pasuk says, Dovo Tzibel Elev Dor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu really should have waited much longer until he gave the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, Rashi says, that the world cannot be Miskayim, but like Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and gave it after 26 Doros. Like from Adam Rishon until Moshe's times was 26 Doros. So therefore 26 minus 1,000, that's this 974. In other words, the Torah was created much before the Torah, like we said, Chazal says, that a stakel be a raisa bor alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the blueprints, into the Torah, and because of the Torah, through the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. So it's called the Chem the Genuza, that belongs in Shemayim. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu now think of giving it to Oretz? And they said the Pasuk, and tell him that Mo'enosh ki siskerenu ve'nodem sifkedenu. What is the person to remember him? Hashem Adonainu mu'ado shimcha b'chol oretz. Notice they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name is already on the earth. Rashi says, harbei boretz, v'yein roi l'cho litein hoid choshom. It's not befitting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give his hoid, the Torah, onto the oretz, but rather to stay in Shemayim. But the Pasuk says, Asher t'no hoid chol shemayim, but rather you should like bestow your glory upon the Shemayim. Like keep the Torah in Shemayim. This was the time that the Malachim wanted. We'll soon explain what the Machlokes is. Now, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hech Solem Tshuva, give them an answer. Is Amalei Fonav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misyor Ani Shema Yisrafuni Behevel Shebepiyim. I fear, I'm afraid that maybe they'll burn me with the breath in their mouths from the Malachim. Is Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Echoiz Bekisei Kvoidi, take hold of the throne of my glory. The Chazor Lem Tshuva, and give them an answer. And some say this really was an answer ready, that Moshe Rabbeinu ben Odom, we have the Koyach, Tishtaigas, to be so high, that he was able to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, it's even a greater Madrego than Malachim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Eiv that says, Me'aches Pnei Kisei, Pash Sheis Olav Anonoi. He allowed him to grasp on to the face of the throne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Moshe hold on to his kisei, and he spread upon him his cloud. He gave him his shechina. V'yomer Rabbi Nachman. Nachman says like this. What does this pasuk in Eiv mean? That Melamed comes to teach us. Sheperish Shaddai Miziv Shechinosoi V'yanon Yolov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread upon Moshe Rabbeinu for Miziv, the shine of his shechina, and his cloud upon Moshe, like to protect Moshe from the Malachim. Is Omalofonos, so Moshe Rabbeinu said before, that Ribbono shel Olam, like he's coming now to answer the Malachim, as he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of the Malachim, that Torah Shatanoisanli, the Torah that you're giving me. Mark Sivbo, what does it say? What's written in the Torah? It says Anoicha Shemalakecha Sharatsasicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Do we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the great Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is Omalhen, so Moshe said to the Malachim, to the angels, Le Mitzrayim Iratatim, did you go down to Mitzrayim? Le Paro Yishtaratim, were you enslaved to Paro? Like, you don't realize what Yetzias Mitzrayim was. The Torah is not given to you, it's given to us. Torah Lama Telochem, like, watch the Torah, watch the Torah be yours. Shuv, Moi said, Maksiba, what does it say more in the Torah? It says, Lo Yilochel Him Acherim, should not have another God. So Moshe said to them, Beinamim Atim Shruyim Shoivdim Avoida. Avodas Gilulim, Avodas Zorah. Like, do you live amongst the nations who worship Avodas Zorah? Do you have any type for this? And further, Shuv Maksivu, what else does it say in the Torah? And they say, going through the Seras Adibras, like, Zachoras Yom HaShabbos Lekatsha, to remember the Shabbos. So, Kluma Temoisim Alocha Shatim Tzrichim Shvus, do you do any work that you have to rest? Shuv Maksivu, further, what does it say? Loi sisoi, you should not say Hashem's name in vain. You shouldn't swear by doing business. Is maso matin yesh b'neim? Do you have any business transactions amongst you that you may come to swear in Hashem's name in vain? Shu further, my ksiba was a saying in the Torah, kabe de savicha v'yesemecha mitzvah kibbut aveim. Av aim yesh lechem. Do you have a father and a mother? Malachim don't have av aim. Shuv my ksiba. What else does the senator, it says, loi, loi sirtzach, do not murder, loi sinof, not have adultery, loi signof, do not steal. So, kinna yesh b'neichem, is there any kinna jealousy amongst you, that you may come to kill somebody? Yetzorah yesh b'neichem, do you have a yetzorah amongst you? Like, the Torah doesn't apply to you. This was Moshe answers back to the Malachim, that the Torah applies to b'nei Adam. We always speak out, like Ruchim says, we just said before the Chazal, that the Torah is the blueprints for this world. It's meant for this world. Like the Kasha Taka, why did Hashem create this world in the Neifim that we have to have parents? Why aren't we like Malachim? Let us be like Adam Rishon, like Kosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon without parents. Why did Hashem make it that we are born through parents? Let's be like Malachim. And the answer is, because the Kosh Baruch Hu looked inside the Torah, and in the Torah it says, the mitzvahs kivet aveim. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world in order that we should be able to mekayim the Torah. This really is the Moshe Rabbeinu's Tana to the Malachim. The Torah belongs to us. This world is designed in order to be mekayim the Torah. So the Gemara says, Miyad, immediately, Hoidu Leila Kodesh Baruch Hu. Heis the Malachim agree to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that he has a right to give the Torah to Ba'aretz. Shenemel, the Pasuk says, at the end of the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Adonainu Mo'ado Shimcha, like Hashem, how great is your name on this world. But V'ilu, but to know Hoidcha Al HaShemayim like Siv. But the end of the capital doesn't say again that the Malachim Tainid, that your glory should be upon Shemayim, which say in Shemayim. Mashman, now the Malachim agreed that Kosh Baruch Hu's covered should come down to Torah, should come down to the Yoretz. Now to explain what was the Machlekes, what did the Malachim hold and what did Moshe Rabbeinu hold, whether the Torah should stay in Shemayim or the Torah should be brought down Boretz. So a lot of different ways. The Beis Halevi wants to say that this Torah should be ksav and Torah should be alpeh. Avad the Torah should be ksav, the Malachim knew should go down Boretz, that belongs to this world, like Moshe Rabbeinu tainted. But they wanted the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's the Kerich of Jerushas, like we know the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatur and the Jerushas Be'am, the Kalvachayma, with Klal Prat, or Klal, had to go and Darshan Chidushim from the Torah, the Kerich of Jerusha to Darshan the Torah, that the Malachim wanted to stay in Shemayim, and they wanted to have control over the Torah. And at that, even Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to say, no, it's one Torah, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, both of them belong Boretz. And Taka Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha. He was zeicha Taka to receive the Torah, and like we said before, he was even Moisef Yemecha Midayit, he dashed in the Torah himself, and he pushed off Kabbalah Satorah another day. Instead of Vav B'Sivan, he pushed off Kabbalah Satorah till Zayin B'Sivan. In similar Huadin, they say we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first went around to all the other nations to see if they wanted to accept the Torah. The Shaila was, if we would have given the Torah to other nations, what kind of Torah would have it been? So Mefarshim say Nechnam, it would have just been the Torah itself, like a gumi, just the pure laws. But the Kayach of Jerush, the Kayach of Chiddush, that about it they wouldn't have received, that would have remained in Shemayim, like the Malachim wanted. It was only the Kayach of Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went out to show that we see that a Kayach of Yisrael that has Neshama, that Mamish could hold go as far as the Kisei HaKavod, to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod, to have the Zina HaShechina, that a person could be Baritz and B'Shemayim at the same time, so a Yid, and here the Torah was given with the Kayach of the Drush. The Gemara in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he talks about the Shailu Nechreinim, who tak is a bigger Madrega, are Malachim greater than B'nai Yodim, or are B'nai Yodim Tzadikim greater than Malachim? Comes out in certain parts, Malachim are greater, and certain in Yonam Echnami, B'nai Yodim Tzadikim are greater. They have a right to read higher Madregas than Malachim, even though they're both Boretz. They have a Kimea, we will say Kimea Shemayim Aloretz. They can reach high heights, even higher than Malachim, in Shemayim Mamish to be Tachas Kisei HaKovit. The other way to learn is we know there's a Koyach of Nigla and a Koyach of Nister of the Torah. The Nigla Taka, that's open, that's what the Torah says. That Avad applies to B'nai Yodim. That Avad the Melochim knew that the Taryag Mitzvahs applied to B'nai Yodim. What they wanted was the Nistar, the hidden parts of the Torah, that should stay in Shemayim, that should not go down Boretz. Like Lamosha, we said the Torah was 2,000 years before Bria Salem, or 1,000 Dervis before Bria Salem. Like, what kind of Torah was it then? It wasn't the Torah of mitzvahs. Nobody was yet to make the mitzvahs. Elamai, it was a Torah of Nista, a Torah of Maisa Markova. It was a Torah of Nista. And that's what the Melochim wanted to keep in Shemayim. They felt that's the Kfayt Shemayim. That doesn't belong Boretz. We're not roi for it. A B'nai Abbas of Adam. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, that a boss of Adam, Lamaisa, we have a Neshama, Lamaisa, we have a Yetzer Tov, we have a Yetzer Ra, and not the Rabbah, we say, we have to, it's Hashem Lekecha, B'chol Levovecha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Levovecha, Chazal Dashens, B'shnei Yitzrecha, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra, means the B'nai Yodim, since we have a Yetzer Ra, and we control ourselves, and we listen to the Yetzer Tov, not to the Yetzer Ra, we steigeis much, much more than Melochim. We could have come to higher Madregas than the Melochim. And therefore, we deserve the Torah. And not the Rabbah, that's Taka the Koyach of the Torah. As the Gemara Gedushin says, Barosi Yetzahora, or Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi. The Torah is a tavlin, is a spice to wipe out, to kill out the Yetzirah. Therefore, the Torah Dafka belongs to B'nai Yodim, us. We have the Yetzirah, we need the Torah. That's the Nist of the Torah, the Nigla of the Torah, everything of the Torah. The Kerach of Avanya, like the Chazon Ish writes, that the Torah protects a person, you Zoychot Vorm Harbe, that's the more you work your mind in the Torah. The Kerach of Chiddush, not just to know the laws outside, but to know the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Avanya, the Nist Shabbai, that was also given Libnei Yodim. So Gemara says now that Miyad, immediately, Kol Echod V'Yechod Nas Lo Yoyif, all the Malachim, all the angels became a friend of Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only this, but Umos Aloy Dova, they gave him something, they gave him a present. Shenem, like the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim, that Olisa La Morom Shavisa Shevi Lokachto Matonois Biyodom, that you went up, and went up to high, Shavisa Shevi, you captured a captive, and you took gifts because of an Adam. So what does that mean to say you took gifts? You received gifts because of an Adam? That means bescha, for reward. Shekaruucha Adam, that they called you, the angels called you a man, a boss of Adam, that they called you weren't fit for the Torah, and then you were zeicher to win over them, is lakachta matonus. You were able to take gifts, that they gave you gifts. And the Gemara says, af malacham ovus mosalei dovor. Even the malacham ovus gave over a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was it? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Devorim that says, vayiten as hakateris v'yachaper elom, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, take the kateris, and that should be a kapara for Klal Yisrael. And that's what happened, that V'yom, the Pasuk says, V'yamoid ben ha-mesem ben ha-chayim, and that stood between the mesem and the chayim. And as the plague stopped, What was that? Because they used the keteris. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that the keteris stops the malach hamavos? Someone says, if not, the yom alei mihevi yod. If not for the fact that the malach hamavos himself told Moshe Rabbeinu this secret, like when you use the keteris, that's what stops the malach hamavos. How would Moshe Rabbeinu know it? Elamai, this was the present that the malach hamavos even gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Chaim Shmuel Eberzitzal is a shmuz about this Gemara. The inyan of a machlokes l'shem shemayim. The Gemara says it's sofer. The Mishnah says no, but sofer l'skayim. As even though metchila when they have a machlokes l'shem shemayim, each side is an enemy to the other one. Like here, the Malachi Asherus, the Mamash wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was afraid to argue with them. He was afraid they would burn him up with fire. They came out Mamash arguing. But the end, Saif Dover, they came out to the Emes of the Machlokes here, the Shem Shemayim, they want to know true what the Emes is, and Moshe Rabbeinu won over, and they were Mekabel Moshe Rabbeinu's Psak, and at the end, that's the Klal, it's Saif L'Skayim, that they become Oyavim Zelazer, they come to love one another. And not only they come to love one another, but they even came to give presents to one another. That's the Koyach of a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim, means you have a Machlokes to find out what the truth is, what the Emes, what is really the Das of Hashem. And if through the argument you come out to know the truth, that's a tremendous accomplishment. And because as you come to love the other person, he helped you out to be Zoycha to understand the truth. And here the Malachim gave presents, and even the Malach HaMoviz gave a present back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the opposite of Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim is, you're not arguing, to know the Emes, you're only arguing that your side should be heard, and that is not saying Seifel Iskayim. Now the Gemara says, V'yomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that B'shor Sheyored Moshe L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he received the Torah, so Bo Sotan V'yom L'fonav, the Sotan came and said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Heichani, where is the Torah? So Omar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to, back to the Sotan, that Nesati Li'oretz, I gave it down to the Oretz. So Holoch Eitzel Oretz, the Sotan went down to the Oretz. Omar Lo, and he said to the Oretz, so Sar the Oretz, Torah Heichani, where is the Torah? Omru lo, so the Oretz said back, Apostle Kaniyev, Elohim Haven Darko. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and like go ask Hashem where the Torah is. So here the Oretz Mashmo that the Sotan did not know about Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah. So Tez asked the question, Vim Toima, V'chisot Leho Yodah Man Torah, how is it possible? The whole world knew about Man Torah, not the Sotan. So Tois brings down the Medrash that says that Shetordu HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Malach HaMoviz B'Shas Man Torah Shlo Yikatrig, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Malach HaMoviz busy, he shouldn't come to complain. Loima to say Yuma Shasid Alach L'Soyim Mem Yoyim, that Klaus is going to bring the Chet Egel, you're giving them the Torah right now. Say Nechanam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the Malach HaMoviz, the Sotan busy, did not know about the Man Torah. This is Tois's Pshat. The Masho learns a little bit differently, like Yeskan Toysis. Before Bishur Malev himself said that the Malach HaMoviz was the one of the Malachim in Shemayim, and he was moided to Moshe and gave him a present. Mashma, the Malach HaMoviz, that's the Sotan knew about Kabbalah Satorah. Therefore, he learns about that the Sotan Malach HaMoviz knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. But now the Pshat is the Sotan is doing his job. And he's going down to Taina, like, where is the Torah? Meaning, he wants to mekatrig, he wants to argue. He wants to make it difficult for Klai Yisrael to mekabel the Torah. He wants to talk to them and tell them, listen, you don't know what you accepted upon yourself. It's too hard to listen to the Torah. There's too many mitzvahs. So the Sotan was going now down to find out, like, where the Torah is in order to be mekatrig to do his job. Now the Gemara says, Vaito, the Sotan, Vaito, Holach Eitzel Yom. He went to the sea, V'yomolo, and he said to the Malach of the sea, and where is the Torah? And he answered back, Eini Modi, it's not with me. Holach Eitzel Toim, so the Sotan went to the depth. Omaloi, and the Toim also said back, Ein B, it's not with me. Shinemla, there's a Pasuk that says, Pasuk in Eiv, it says, Tohoim Omaloi, Omaloi Bihi, the Toim, the depth said, it's not by me. The Yom Omar Eini Mod and the Yam, the sea also said it's not with me. And then Vaisaisa Sotan went to the place of Miso, to Gehenim, and then this we also bring down that the Pasuk says, Avodoin Vamoves, Omru Biosneinu Shomanu Shimo. There's destruction and death, like the Malachim Ovis, the Gehenim. They said that Omru, they said that Biosneinu Shema, in our ears we heard Shema, as we heard reports about the Mount Torah, about it, we heard that there was a Mount Torah. But where it is, it's not by us either. So Kitza, the Malachim Ovis, the Sotan cannot find where the Torah is. Is Chazav the Omlufnai Kosh Baruch Hu. So the son went back to Kosh Baruch Hu and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chifashti B'chol Oros Lo Metzosia. I searched the whole world and I did not find where the Torah is. Like, where should I start to be Mekatrig? Is Omalois HaKosh Baruch Hu said him, Leich Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to the son of Amram. No, the Marshal speaks out. The Vice says the Malach, the Sodan understood that HaKosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the depths, to the Anovim. But he thought, go down to the bottom of the sea, go down to the bottom of Gehenna, go down to the depths of the Oritz, that's where the Torah would be. He didn't realize to go down to a person that's on of Mikol Adam, go down to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Holach Eitzu Moshe, now the Sodan went to Moshe. Omaloi. And he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah she'nosan l'cha kodesh baruch hu. Heichini, where is the Torah Hashem gave you? Omaloi, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back to him, V'chimo ani she'nosan l'cha kodesh baruch hu Torah. Who am I that kodesh baruch hu should give me the Torah? It's Moshe pavetzach anivis, his onuf, his humbleness. He said, who am I? Is omal ha'kodesh baruch hu l'moshe, so kodesh baruch hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe badoyato, Moshe, you becoming a liar? Like I gave you the Torah, is omel afonav. So Moshe Rabbeinu said before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chamuda Genuza Yesh Lecha, this desirable treasure that you have, that Shata Mishtasheya Boko B'chol Yoyim, that you delight yourself in it every day, the Halakha Torah, is Aniachzik Toiv L'Yatzmi. I should take reward. I should be machzik, flatter myself about it. Like the Mashiach said that Moshe Rabbeinu by himself couldn't receive the Torah. The Malachim would have burnt him up. It was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Yiziv Shechinosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him hold on to his Kisei HaKavod, and that's what saved Moshe. So Moshe said, it's not me, it's you, it's all you. And from the Anivus of Moshe, he was told it all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ho Yulu Miyara To Atzmecho, since you made yourself so low, so small, is Tikra al Shimcha. I'm going to call the Torah by your name. Shenemla, the Pesach says, in Malachi, it says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. It has a shame, Torah Moshe. The Marsha speaks out before, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Sotan, go, he told him, go Eitzel Ben Amram, go to the son of Amram. He didn't say Moshe, he said Ben Amram. Says Marshal speaks out because Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu's father, was one of the few people that was mace, not because of a chet, the Satan couldn't kill them. He was mace because of the chet of other Mauritian. So therefore, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Satan, watch out, don't go near the Ben Amram, like you have no shaykhus to his father. But the Satan didn't care and he went straight to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had his own schusim as the mid of Anova. He was Zoychataka that Zichru Torah Samoish Avdi. And there we see that we always say Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah B'mokim of Anova, he gave it on Har Sinai, the lowest mountain, by the snare, by the bush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the mid of Anova, a humble person. So even though the Maisa looks a little bit like Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, a Ksar Sheker, the Shalom, where's the Emes, Shal Moshe, so we don't know that of Horowitz in the back, he wants a tiny that it is the Gemara Bav Metzia. The Talmud Chacham has a right to Mishan in three things, and one is Masechta. He has, if somebody asks, if you know Masechta, you have a right that was Midas Anova to say, no, I don't know it. See, also, Moshe Rabbeinu had a right to Mishan to say he does not have the Torah. And Befrat, what we're saying here, the Sotim was coming to Mekatrig, according to the Mashom. He wanted to come to start up, so Vadi has a right to save himself, Kuch Nefesh, to push off the Sotim. But really, the Midah Anova, the Pshat is that learning Torah is to know the Emes, to know the truth, the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like really, the whole Torah is called the Rotzen of Hashem, is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know exactly what does Hashem want us to do. We have to know the truth. And a person that has Gaiva, says Hori, he only wants to know what he has to say, what his mind tells him. He's not interested so much in hearing the truth. Therefore, the more the person has the Midah Anova, the more humble he is, he doesn't care about his das, he just wants to know the truth, he is the one that can be zoicha to the Kabbalah Satera. Now the Gemara says again, V'yomar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that b'shor sh'ol Moshe l'morim, the time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, is motzo l'kodesh baruch hu sh'yekoshek sorim li'yos yos. He found that Kodesh Baruch Hu was putting on crowns to the letters of the Torah. Rashi says this means the tago dekuf legabi reish v'chein shatnez gates. The certain oisius has tagim on top of them, and every oisius you have to have like three lines going up. There's like small strokes going up on the head of the letters. And really, the Gemara Menachos and the Chof Tesem Abayz, the Gemara says, but it say mice a little bit more. There the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the purpose of these tagim? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amit Shem, there's going to be Rabbi Kiva, he's going to be able to darshan tilei tilim, heaps and heaps of alochas from every stroke. And the Indian Shabbat a little bit is that there's the Minna Yam Shel Torah, that there's so much depth of the Torah. We learn it, we try to understand the best we could. But Avada, the Emes, the depth, there's so much there in the Torah, so much, more than we could understand. And here, Karkiva, he was able to darshan tilei tilim shel halachos, hakol tag v'tag. Mitzvashem taka v'shibizeicha taka. As much Havanya we do in this world, the Mitzvah comes in Shemayim, v'shibizeicha taka to the Emes, pirush on the Torah. The real Nagod, we say, Baruch HaMokim, Shnos Nor Lama Yisrael, because Baruch gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, everybody in Klai Yisrael doesn't understand the Torah a little bit. At his Madrega, but about to say we understand it completely. The Emes, the Amkus of the Torah, that we can't say. Even Kivega, say before he was Nifta, his old age, he said, what do I know in the Torah? I don't know anything. And by Gorsa mentioned, by Tzadikim, the more they learn, the bigger the Mecham, the more they learn, the more they say, they don't know anything. The Torah is so much depth, so much there in the Torah. I really tell the story with Shlomo Hyman Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, that one of the Tamidim once asked him and said, Rebbe, when I listen to your shir, I don't understand the word you're saying. When I learn the Rosh, when I learn the Rishonim, I understand what they're saying. Does that mean to say that you're greater than the Rishonim? So he answered back and says, no, the pshat is that the Rishonim, they had a koyach to write, like with Lavush, that there's a coat, and then there's a jacket, and then there's a shirt. Like that occurred to write, that no matter who you are, you can understand something. Like the Hilik of Rashi. You learn Rashi and Chumash, everybody thinks it's a simple pshat. Rashi and Chumash, who doesn't understand Rashi? Bemison, there are over 60, 70 swarm on Rashi and Chumash. That there's an outer pshat, there's an inner pshat, there's a deeper pshat, and the more you learn, the more you understand it. So he said the Rishonim had this koyach to write with these different ways, that no matter who you are, you understand something. He said, me, I only could say what I mean, and what I mean, I don't understand. But the move in Shabbat is that we have to learn the Torah and learn it over again and over again, and every time we learn, there's more and more to take out from the limud of the Torah. But Kopon, here the Gemara says that Omaloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Omaloy, Moshe, ain't Shalom b'Yircha? Are there no greetings in your town? Like, how come you don't give me Shalom Aleichem? You meet somebody, you're supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu came upstairs, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't say anything to Hashem. So Hashem had tainus to Moshe, ain't Shalom b'Yircha? Rashi says, ain't derech lita ain't Shalom? Isn't it a minig to give Shalom? So Amar lefonav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum yeshevet shenes in Shalom l'rabbi? Does it pass for a servant to give greetings to his master? Havad, the normal person may give shalom, but to the Eibishter, as the year of Shemayim, how can I give shalom to the Eibishter? Like maybe after the Eibishter gives shalom to me, I give back, but as the year of Shemayim, it doesn't pass, I should do it first. His Amalois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, still, hoye l'chol li'ozreini, you should have helped me, or offered me support. And Rashi says, loyma, that Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, ta'atzliach malachtecho, should have atzlochi, should have success in your work. Masha, when you meet somebody, he's always supposed to say, Zayn matzliach, hatzlocha rabo, have success in your work. Like here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Akopon, Mesoach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, was putting crowns on top of the Isis, making these tagim. He was doing something. Meisters, that's the Nista Shatera. He was doing avoid, he was doing work in the Torah itself. So Moshe Rabbeinu should have given him a brach at least and said, Zay Matzliach, Tatzliach Malachtecho. The Ravol learns, the Mora says, Hoylo Choli Yazreina means that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should have been mispalel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Masayei Klai Yisrael, to help Klai Yisrael be Mizgabra over the Yetzera, be Mizgabra to be able to Mekayim the Torah, that you should have been mispalel. Others learned that Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu Derech Eretz, that Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need Moshe's Tefillah or Moshe's Sholem, but he was teaching him Derech Eretz, that Baruch, when you meet people, you're supposed to give them Sholem. If somebody's doing something, give him a bracha. He should be Matzliach. Is miyad immediately. Omalak Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a pasuk in Devarim, that Viato yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarto, and now it should come great the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you have said kasher dibarto. Now the Mashor brings down Rashi's pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like you should have given me a bracha. So he brings down the same thing we find by Boaz also, that he said, like Koitzrim, he saw them cutting down. So Boaz said to them, that Hashem Imochem, Hashem be with you, he gave them a bracha. And he explains the Masho, that Atzadikim Bediburim, Moisif and Koyach Gvur. So he explains the Mashor that Tzadikim b'dibur, when a Tzadik says something, he is Moisifin Koyach Gvur b'famalya Shamalo. He adds strength into Famalya Shamalo, that he's Moisifin Shaman, that they should give the bracha. Out of the bracha comes Min HaShemayim. But Tzadikim have a Koyach or any Yid. That's a klal of Altei Birchas Hedyid Kal Bonecha. Even a Hedyid, when he gives you a bracha, you have to know there's a Koyach of a Dibur. And when a Yid says a Dibur b'brocha, it goes up to Shemayim, and it gives Koyach b'famal Yishamalo, that makes the brocha makuyim. And that's this pasuk, the more brings down about Midbar, v'yata yigno, Koyach Hashem. Hashem's Koyach should be great, kasher dibat, like you told me. In other words, when I give a brocha, that gives Koyach in famal Yishamalo. And really, there's marumas in this pasuk. The pasuk says again, v'yata yigdano Koyach Hashem. That Hashem's koyach means a famalia, Hashem's koyach should become greater. Kasher dibarta, as if you spoke, meaning by the boss of Adam. When we give a bracha, our bracha diba goes up to Shemayim, and he gives a koyach there should be atzlocha. That's what Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Moshe. Moshe should have said, Tatzliach melachtecho, Zayn matzliach. Now the Gemara says, the famous Gemaisa, the Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi. My decision was the pasuk say, "Vayara om ki boishes Moshe." People saw that Moshe was delayed from coming down from Mount Sinai after Aboyim Yoim. So he darshins al tikri boishes. Don't read the word like boishes that he was delayed. Ela rather bol sheish. It means that the sixth hour came. What does that mean to say that b'shor sholem Moshe lamorim? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Omalem he told Klai Yisrael Yisrael. That l'soif aboyim yoyim, at the end of 40 days, b'tchila sheish, at the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, ani bo, I'm going to come down with the Torah, is l'soif at the end of aboyim yoyim, in the 40 days. So it was the time for Moshe to come down. So bo sotan v'yivra v'soilam, Vice Klaisel made a mistake, Moshe Rabbeinu did not mean to count the day he went up. So really it was the next day he's supposed to come. But Klaisel made a mistake and thought he was supposed to come today, and he wasn't coming. So that happened was again, Bos Sotna we had before, the Sotna came down to Fatumul Tevel to stop the Torah. Here he's doing it now. So Bos Sotna, the Sotna came down, the Yirva Vesoylam, and he made a confusion in the world. He made a Fatumul. Is Omalem and Sotna said to Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabcha Mechenu, Moshe, like your teacher, where is he? And like Rashi says, Bos Sotna, Rashi says, who is the, he's the Yetzirah. Hamachti Yesodah makes people do Averis. In other words, now the Sotan was saying, where is Moshe means it started to make doubts in the eyes of Klai Yisrael. Omruloi, so they said to him, Klai Yisrael answered back to the Sotan and said, Olalamorm, he went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah. Omolahem, so Satan says back, listen, Bol Shais already came the sixth hour, and he did not come back yet. But the Maisa so far, the Am did not pay attention to him. So Mace, so then the Satan said, you should know that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And Vaitav Lashkicholov, the people didn't pay attention to him. So what did Satan do? Herolem Demus Mitasai. He showed them the image of Moshe Rabbeinu's like a mita, like he showed like he was Mace. This is how the Satan got Klai Yisrael like to have doubts upon Moshe Rabbeinu and to go to do the Chet Regel. And behind the Karmel Eli Aaron, this is what the Pasuk says, what Klai Yisrael said back to Aaron, that he said that Kizeh Moshe Ish. So Moshe says, but after the word Zeh, like Klai Yisrael said, like Aaron, Kizeh, this, there's something to point to, that time is like, where's Moshe? Something happened to Moshe. What do you mean, Kizeh? That means they were able to point and say, listen, the Satan is showing us the Mita Shal Moshe. So therefore, there are doubts upon Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know all the Mefarshim talk about this, like how is it possible that here Klai Yisrael went through Yetzias Mitzrayim, they saw all the great Nisim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they just saw the great Nisim of Matan Torah, of Har Sinai, and then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to come down with the Torah itself. So how is it possible now that after 40 days later, they should turn over just because the Satan came and started to make a confusion. Just because of this, Klai Yisrael should turn against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and start to worship the eagle, start to worship Avodah Zarah. How is it possible they turned over so fast from such a high madrega to such a low madrega? One pshat is of Chaim Shulevitz Salovi says that the pshat is the Koyach of the Satan is made an Iruv. He made a fatumult. He made people confused. When a person has confusion, he loses his das. He could do anything that's not normal then. That's also the side of kas. The person becomes angry, the Gemara says, it's kilo evad avodah zarah. You're like, you lose your mind then. You don't do normal things then. He also the thought they made an irvuv here, made a confusion. And apostle Shas, the person is fatumult, he could do the worst thing in the world. And because of the confusion, that's how we got Klai Yisrael to have doubts upon Moshe Rabbeinu. And with this came the Chetu Egel. Now the Gemara goes to explain the name of Har Sinai. Oh, Malayuhuma Rabbon Rav Kana. So Rabbon said to Rav Kana, Mishmi Lucho Mai Har Sinai. Did you hear? Like, what's the meaning of the name Har Sinai? Oh, Malaysi said to him, Har Sinai means Har Shenasal Benisal Yisrael. This is the mountain where miracles were done to Klai Yisrael. And like we had before, all the Nisim, that Ram Shetchisim Asim, when they heard the first Libus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, said the Porcha Nishmason. Mamish had to have a towel come down at Chiasim Asim. And then they were faint. They had to have the psalmim to revive them. And then they had to have the malachim to bring them back. Yud Beis Mil. And the Kailos of Rakim. And the mamish tremendous nisim happened. Bishas Kabbalah Satera. That's why it's called Har Sinai. Sfarati Gemara, if that's the pshat, then Har Nisai Miboile. It should have said the mountain, Mount Nisai. That's the mashma that nisim happened. We say Har Sinai, not Har Nisai. Ella, rather, the pshat from Har Sinai is Har Shenasa Simen Tov Yisrael, that there was a good simen for Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael zeichet to mekabel the Torah, that's a tremendous simen tov. So he said back to him, no. If so, they said Har Simenoi Miboile. Should have been called Har Simenoi. It's a simen tov. Why is it called Har Sinai? Omalei, therefore, he's told Rav Kano, that my taima loshchichi kaime the Rav Papa Rav Huna. How come you're not close to Rav Papa Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua? The mine begarato, because they learn agarato very well. They're mine in agarato. And if you would have been close to them, you would have known the answer. Because the Rav Chizdov Rabba, brother of Rav Huna, the Yarmur Tavai, they both say, my Har Sinai, why is Har Sinai called Har Sinai? It means Har Sheyordo Sinaliyodi Kachovmalov. It means this is the mountain that brought that hatred upon the Goyim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu hated the Goyim because of Har Sinai. In other words, like Rashi says, they were not Mekabel the Torah. Shalai Kiblu by Torah, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu became to hate the Umas Olam. And behind the Yarmur Rabbi Yosef, this Rabbi Yosef Bechina says, that Chamisha Shemesh Yeshloi, really, there are five names to this Sinai, Har Sinai. First of all, it's called Midbar Tzin. Why is it called Midbar Tzin? Shenitztav Yisrael Olav. because Klal Yisrael received the commandments on it. As lashon of tzin means commandments. Secondly, it's called Midbar Kodesh. Why is it called Kodesh? Sheneskatru Yisrael Olav, because Klal Yisrael got the kedusha upon receiving the Torah. They received the kedusha. Shabbat Habanu. Third, it's called Midbar Kedemos. Morris says, why? Shenitnu Kedum Olav. Something's here from before was given the Torah that we had before. The Torah was here 2,000 years before the creation of the world. Midbar Poran. Why is it called Midbar Poran? We dashin. There's enough pay tesimabes that Sheporo Varovo Le Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael multiplied because of it. Like Rashi says, the Cholechod Nisabri Ishtoi Zachor. Every one of them, the wives became pregnant, had a boy. The mitzvah, and the pasuk says, "Shuv lucham lalechem." Like after the mitzvah, priest, after kabbalas haTorah, that a tzibah go back to the house. And it was a bracha then that every one of them became pregnant and they had a zacher. And then the fifth name is Midbar Sinai. Why sheyardo sin leodikachov malov? Like Hashem Baruch Hu, like began have hatred against the Umas Olam because they were not mekabel the Torah. Omar Shemoy, what is the real name of this har? Chir Shemoy, the real name is Chir. This is one shot. So tomorrow, pliga the yagda ravua under bavua, because the yom ravua says Har Sinai Shemoy. No, the real name of the mountain was Har Sinai. Volomo nikro har chir. Why is it called har chirv? It means sheyor der churbo leotikov malov, because ruin churban came to the umas olam, the oved avodah zarah, because of it. Now in the Ayin Yaakov, he says, since the Gemara ends off, it's called HaChoriv, because Churba came out to have the Goyim. So Pasha, that's Pshat from the first Pshat, that Sina, that Kosh Baruch Hu started to hate the Goyim, they were a Mekabel the Torah, and they lost out because of it. So what's like the Pshat in the beginning when it says Sina, Yardu, they had the hatred? So he learns the Pshat is that because of the Torah, the Goyim are jealous of Klal Yisrael. It caused a tremendous Sina. The Goyim come to hate us because of our Torah. Like our Torah makes us superb, makes us so great. And because we're so great, that's why it makes the Goyim jealous of us. And because of the Torah, that caused Sino Bein Amin. Now, this sends the Gemara's here about Kabbal Sator, Masech Teshvu, and Masech Teshambis. Nechna, maybe we'll have another tape at the beginning of the Sugi Hilchus Tumo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbonin, Maplete Shechva Zera. Well, let's just see the Gemara Psochim in the sixth parak on the Avsamaches Hamabeis. The Gemara talks about the Chag HaShavuos. The Gemara says like this on the Avsamaches Hamabeis in Psochim that Rabbi Yeshua, the time Yeshua goes according to his own time, the Yom that he says, Simcha Siyomtev Nami Mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to be Masamech of Simcha and Yomtev. The Tanya, we learned like this, a Gemara in Beya, that Reb Lezer says, Ein loy liyode b'yomtiv, a person has the right on yomtiv, Elo oy oichel v'shoyse, if he wants to, he could eat on yomtiv, or yoyshe v'shoyne, if he wants to, he could sit and learn, he could sit and learn the whole day on yomtiv, he could do kula l'ashem if he wants to. This is Reb Lezer Shita, depends what Madrega, if at the Madrega of Kula Lashem, you have a right to be Kula Lashem on Yom Tov. Reb Yeshua says no. Reb Yeshua Imel Chelkeyu, that Yom Tov is supposed to divide in half. That means Chetziyav Liachid Lishtiyah, half for eating and for drinking, and Vechetziyav LeBeis HaMedrash, and half should be for the Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara says that V'yom Reb Yechanan, they're both dash in the same posik. That Kosev Echrem, one posik says, Atzeres Lashem Lekecha. Yom Tov is called Atzeres, it should be held back to Hashem. Or Kosev Echrem, another posik says, Atzeres Tiyolachem. That Yom Tov Atzeres should be for yourself. So it's a steer in the psukim. One posik says Atzeres Lashem, Mashmi Yom Tov should be totally for Hashem. And one posik says Atzeres Tiyolachem, it should be for you. So Reb Lezer says, yes, both are true. Oy kudo Lashem, akul Lachem, it depends what type of person you are. If you want, you can be kudo Lashem. If you want, you can be kudo Lachem. Reb Yeshua Sova, no, he tells that Chelkehu Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem Shua says there's a mitzvah simchas yomtiv. On yomtiv, supposed to have a simcha, supposed to eat, supposed to be happy on yomtiv, and therefore it's a musak from chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi lochem. Now, if it means the mamish chatzi v'chatzi, it's a shailom. But kol ponim, like our minig is that we know we daven on yomtiv, then we go when we have a suda, we mesameach bosa v'yayin, and then we have lochem. And then also Vada, we're supposed to Isaac and Torah, Chatzi Lashem, supposed to learn Torah, because Torah is also Masamecha person. Now it's Nageya to us on Shavuos, the Gemara says that Omer Rabbi Lazar, Blaza says that HaKurl Moidim, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Lazar, that says that on a regular Yom Tov, you have the choice. If you want, it could be Kulu Lashem, but even Rabbi Lazar agrees that HaKurl Moidim B'Yatzeres, that on Chag HaShavuos B'Yatzeres, the bina nama lechem, you have to have lechem, you have to eat, and you have to drink on Shavuos. My time, what's the reason? The regular yontif hidachin the pasuk atzeres lashem. If you want to, it could be kula otzol lashem. So why is Shavuos different? Why by Shavuos is he maida that you have to have lechem? So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason of Reb Leza? So Gemara says, because it's called yom shenitnu by Torah. This is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. What's the reason why you have to have lechem, why you have to eat and drink on Shavuos? The Gemara says, because it's the Yom Shenitnu B'Tor, the Torah was given. So we know it's a Svarah just the opposite. The Torah was given today, Adarabba. Maybe go and learn Torah whole day. We got the Torah on Shavuos. So on Shavuos, you should learn Torah Kulul Hashem. How come the Gemara says that even Reb Lezer, it says in a regular Yom Tif, you could learn the whole day if you want, but on Shavuos, he agrees you have to eat also. So Rashi learns Pshat. Rashi says, the bina nami lochem, Rashi says, she yismach boy, you have to be happy, but Michael Vavishma eating and by drinking. Why? Laharas to show, she noyach, it's easy, it's nice, it's pleasant. Or makubal, you accept it nicely. Yom zeh, this daily Yisrael, she nitno Torah boy. Like it's not an oil, it's not an obligation upon you, you don't feel, oy vey, I'm stuck with it. But Adarab, it's something we appreciate, we love, we're doing it b'simcha, and therefore there's an inyan b'davka and shvuas to show the avod, to show the love, and therefore to have a suda, to have a simcha, achil v'shtiya, on the chag of shvuas. Others learn that the pshat is that aklaiso got the Torah. We have to know the Torah is mekadishos. Avade b'shas, we learn the Torah, but who adin, the Torah is mekadishos 24 hours a day. That the pshat from the Torah is we have to live a Jew. The way we eat, we have to eat like a Jew. We have to sleep like a Jew. The whole day there are mitzvahs. The Torah applies to every second of the day. So that's the movement that on Tzeres, when we got the Torah, we have to need lochem to show that the Torah applies to lochem. The Torah is not only lashem. The Torah is also lochem in our own enjoyments. The fact that we eat and that we drink. We have to eat and we have to drink b'shus ha-Torah. We have to eat and we have to drink the way the Torah wants us. And Adarabba, the eating and the drinking is also Mekadishos. It's also a mitzvah. He said, if you have the right kavon, it's Mekadishu. A person goes to sleep with a kavon that he wants to be able to wake up strong, to be able to learn, to daven. It's a mitzvah. Every single thing we do, if we have the right kavon, it's a mitzvah. Like the Chovas Avava says, there's no such power of a thing. Either what we do is either an aver, it's something Hashem does not want, or else it's a mitzvah, something that Hashem wants. Even the Gashmis also, we do what the right Kavon is, that's what Hashem wants, so it's also a gather of a mitzvah. So on Shavuos we have to show this, but this is the Yom Shenitnu B'Torah, to know this Kli Chemda, the Torah that we got, like Moshe Rabbeinu won over the Melochim, because the Torah applies to our everyday life, the mitzvahs in everyday life, in the Lochem, not only in the Lashem. And therefore, Vadi, you have to eat to be Mesameach and enjoy your guf on Yom Tif or Atzeres to show that that's what the Torah is for also. I mean, the aloch is an eating, the brachas we make, the benching, the ver melo, we have to eat with alochas, with the Torah, therefore we have to use out the Torah completely on Chag HaShavuos. Zay the limit shaboy, and zay the amanas lasos, even the asiyas, the mitzvahs, also have to be done, b'simcha. It's interesting, the Chinuch says, what's talking of pshat that on Yom Tov we rest? Like Bishleim on Shabbos we rest as a menucha, shvisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, as Eich L'mayis HaBereishis. Hashem created the world in 6 days. The seventh day he rested. So that's why we rest as an Issa Melocha on Shabbos. Zechel Masa Bereshis. What's the pshat on every Yom Tov as an Issa Melocha? What's the purpose? And he explains the pshat is because the day of a Yom Tov is a Yom Menucha, take off and to be mizbeinin into the Nisim of the Yom Tov. To be mizbeinin and tremendous chesed that Kosh Baruch Hu did to us, what Kosh Baruch Hu gave us. If we'll be working, we won't have time to take off to talk about the Nisim, tell over the Nisim to our children in the house. Therefore, Lamoshla Chagat Pesach, we have to talk about the Agodah, say over the Nisim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, we have to talk about the Nisim that happened, B'Shas Kabbalos HaTorah, or the Nisim we just went through. Sukkis, the Nisim of the Anani HaKavod, Siyam Tovim is here to sit down to Mizbein and all the Chesed, and all the Nisim that Hashem did to us. And Avada, Avada, and Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Kli Chemda, gave us his treasure, that there's so much in the Torah, Hofach Bo, Hofach Bo, Tekulo Bo, everything, Dvar Chochma, every Dvar Gashmis is in the Torah. It's all there. Just have to look for it. That's what we're explaining now. The Torah is a 24-hour living tool. Such as Tam B'Shas, we're learning when the Gemara is open. Even when the Gemara is closed also, we have to walk like a Ben Torah. We have to eat like a Ben Torah. We have to think like a Ben Torah. And therefore, the Torah applies 24 hours a day. It's Mamashotza Kli Chemda. It teaches us the right way, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, how we should be Zeicha to Elam Habo, should be Zeicha to Kol Tuv. So therefore, it's good. Why in Shavuos, HaKom Moedim Bina Nami Lochem. Then there's another Gemara here in Psochim. It's a little further down on the Yom Mitzamech Chesem Abeis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, B'yoyme di atzarta on Shavuos, the cover of the Yom Tov Shavuos, Omar, he told like his, Omar, he said in the household, Avdili Egla Tlosa, bring me an eagle, the third one. That's a very choshev eagle. Rashi says, Shlishi lebeten umuvcheru, that the best type of meat make for me, the cover of the Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos. Rashi says, Davduli means, Hoye metzava liyanshe beisoi. If you give a commandment in his household, Lohochen loy suda, to prepare a very, very choshev suda for the Chag of Shavuos. And Omar, he said, Rabbi Yosef, that I loy ha yoima de kogorim, if not for this day that caused me, in other words, that I received the Torah, and I became a Talmud Chacham, and I learned the Torah, became a great person, if not for the Torah that I have, is Kama Yosef Ika Bishuka. There are a lot of Yosef in the street. I wouldn't be different than anybody else. My Yoch Hashiv is the reason why I'm so great is because I'm a great Talmud Chacham. I learned the Torah. So I was giving Shvach and praise back to the Torah that was given on Chag HaShavuos. And that's why Davka wanted to have a Suda, like we explained, through a Suda in a good mood, in a nice matziv of Simcha, of Menucha, of peace. Person sits down to think about the chashivas of the nest, the chashivas of the day. And therefore, the chashivas of Chag HaShavuos is the fact that we receive the Torah, and through the Torah, Shabbach Abonu Miklam, we were chosen from Amtonu Mikol Hashon V'Kedashtonu Mitzvasecha. We were the chosen nation. We became greater than all other nations. We got our chashivas because of the Torah. And therefore, we're supposed to think about this on Chag HaShavuos, to have Menuchom, have a Suda, have Lochem. That's what Rabbi Yosef was saying. Like, if not for this great day of Shavuos, I would be like anybody else. So really, it sounds like he's a Bagaivnik. He's bragging about his great Madrega. Here's the Stira. Gemara in Saita, the end of Gemara in Saita says that Rabbi Yosef was a big onif. So how could Rabbi Yosef say a Lashon like this? And the answer is that Rabbi Yosef is not saying this Machmas Gaiva. He's saying over the Yemes, as Midas Anov, Avadi, he himself was a humble person. He realized it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's only be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yom Tov now, like we're saying, that the mitzvah of Yom Tov, we have to sit down and be Mizbein and think over the Nisim, think over the great Maton that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Think about what the greatness of the Torah is. Rabbi Yosef is not bragging upon himself. He's only saying how great the Torah is. That's because of the Torah that Hashem gave us, that we became such a great nation. We have a chashivus because of the limud haTorah. That's what he's telling us. Not for this day, there'll be plenty Yosef in the street. The reason why I'm different is because of the Torah. So he's not bragging upon himself, but Adarab, he's speaking about the chashivus of the Torah. Tim, how great the Torah is, how great the Torah makes a person that learns the Torah. And also the Chag HaShavuos, we know that Ramban says that really Pesach is the first day Yom Tov. And then there are 49 days like of Chol HaMoed, the Sfira. Then comes the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the end of the Yom Tov is Chag HaShavuos. Like he says, the Pobikola, that Seris means that's the end of Pesach. Why? Because Pesach is called Zaman Cheresenu. We started with the Cheres of going out of the Shibbet Mitzrayim, be mekabel upon itself the Avdus Lashem, Rako ponim ein lucho ben churn el mishoisek b'Torah. It's only through the limud of that Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah, that became real Cheres. And the Pshat is like the Maral explains that an Eved works and the pay goes to his master, doesn't go to himself. But Ben Churin could also work, but the pay goes to himself, it's yours. You can enjoy it. That's the side of the Torah. When a year does the Torah, learns the Torah, we say now 24 hours a day, when you eat like a Ben Torah, you sleep like a Ben Torah, everything we do is Torah, so we get reward for it. We gain, it's our gain. We say Yisroel, we arise, we're all one. That the Jew learns Torah, it's the chilek of Hashem, it's you, it's mal of the person, that's your schar, that's called the Ben Churin. And therefore the Gemar of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was first Nigmar with the Kabbalah Satorah on Vav Zayin B'Sivan, with Kabbalah Satorah. Therefore Chag HaShavuos is called Atzeres, that's like the end of the Zman Cheresenu, Mishnah was all B'Zoichetaka, to be Zav Emes Cheres, Cheres from the Yetzirah, Cheres, that we should be able to work and have egen eschar, that should go for ourselves, we should be zeichet takot ter lemabo, she zeichet si Mashiach meherav yameinu. Now we know Chag HaShavuos is also the zman the dinan peiros, that the peiros, the fruits of the year, nidin and shavuos, how they'll grow. And the pshat is, like we know, that the special korban that they bring on shavuos is called the mincha chadosha. You bring a new mincha to shtei lechem. As a koyach of chiddush or something new. In other words, through the koyach of the Torah, that gives us chiddush, that gives us life, that gives us something new, that gives us substance we could live with. And therefore, that's the pshat from Tfuah, that's what Peiros. Peiros on Nidin on Shavuos is the pshat is that Peiros are things that grow. And how does thing grow? That's through the koyach of the Torah. The Gemara Pasuk, it says, eights. Pasuk Rashi says, Pasuk says, "Bamragdim yein kan eitz." Rashi says, "Eitz goes on tzaddikim." Say, "Tzaddik atom yifroch." So that tzaddik grows up like a tall tree, gives off peiros per lemazir. So that's what Shavuos is, the nidin on peiros, because the peiros adam is through the Torah. And it's good. This all shows us the koyach of the chiddush of the Torah. Therefore, we know when Shavuos, the special Yom Tov. This is the Makom where the Torah says the Inyan of Simcha first. It says Simcha Avada Riboy V'Yisach Semeach by Sukkis. Now by Pesach B'chlal doesn't say Simcha. By the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that's the first time the Torah says Simcha. When it says the Ikka Makor of Simcha is by Shavuos. As the Yid has to be Mole Simcha, that we were Zoichet to become a Chilak of the Yama Kodesh Baruch Hu. We were Zoichet to receive the Matono that Kodesh Baruch gave us his Torah. That the Yisoid V'Shara Shavurda writes, by Shavuos he writes that Achai V'Rayim, my brother, that Bonim Chavivim Lamokim, Ma'amoid Roy Lord Mechag Hakodesh Hazem, Zman Matan Teresenu Hakadosh Atmimo, V'Hagenuz Alpayim Shona. We just learned the Gemara that 2,000 years before the world, Hashem already had the Torah. So therefore, we have to be happy that Hashem gave us this Torah. Is L'Smoyach B'Levovo Yoyis Mikol Hachagim. We have to be more happy on Shavuos than we are on other Yom Tovim. Like the Gemara says, I'm sochim that he love hayoyme kogorim, kama yosef ike b'shuka. If not for this Yom Tov of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah, there would have been plenty of yosef in the shuk. It means to say, our whole chashivas, that we're a chelik of Klai Yisrov, we're a mountain of Mekol HaShoynis, kidash tonu mitzvasecho, kidash tonu mekinah v'desecho, this all comes from the Chag HaShavuos, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mezakeh and gave us the Torah. Therefore, he says, "V'royu l'chol ish Yisrael miyam kodesh sheyisayir atzma biyam kodesh hazeh." You should wake yourself up during the Chag HaShavuos. Hein biyam tzatfila, whether it's in the middle of davening, hein belimud when you're learning, or biyichud biyisachil ishtiyah navada vada b'shas for eating and drinking. Lahachnis simcha tzumab liboy, to bring in this great happiness in our heart, for machshavto in our thoughts, that we were zeichet to become the Yama Kodesh, we received the Torah. And therefore, v'yitein hoidoa tzumal aburis boruch shemev yisalam. We have to want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have a koras ha-toiv. Want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos for the Torah. Shenosan chelkoi v'garol, Hashem gave us a chelik and garol in gamkein miyam kodesh ha-yisor, that we're a chelik of Kla Yisrael. V'zicho yisor HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mezakeros, who gave us a schus, gave us the opportunity, la'ovdoi l'shorsoi, that we can be oivet Hashem and m'shorsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'lima teraseinu HaKadoshah. You have known that we learned the Torah. That's the way we're Oyved Hashem. That's the way we're Mishoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who adinu v'shmiras mitzvos of HaKadoshim, with the watching of the mitzvos, v'hanelomim yisoy desayim v'yolomis ha'yenim HaKadoshim, li'en keitz v'tachos day b'zeh. The kids, we have tremendous amount of simcha. We were zeichah to mekabel the Torah. We're a chelik of the Yam Yisrael. And therefore he says, not only we have to have a koras ha-toiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very good, like we said before, that the Chag HaShavuos, this is the Zman of Din for Paris. We know this is also the Zman when you start bringing Bikurim. They bring Bikurim from Shavuos until Sukkos. Because this is the Zman that Paris starts to grow, you start to bring the Bikurim. And we know the Yisoid of Bikurim is HaKoras ha-toiv. Like one Medrash Darshan in first Pasuk, Bereishis, Boro Lakim, what's Bereishis? Beshvil Reishis, Shenikri Bikurim. Beshvil Bikurim, Shenikri Reishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. If the whole world was created for the sake of the mitzvah Bikurim. What's special about the mitzvah Bikurim? There's the mitzvah of HaKoras HaToiv, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Toiva, the Paris that He gave us. That's Mitzad Gashmi Shaboy. Halachas kama v'kama mitzad the ruch niyishabai, that on Shavuos you have to go to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous amount of kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeros, gave us the Torah, gave us the Kli Chemda, gave us the opportunity to be mishoros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be zeicha b'remes achiyus, b'remes achayim, b'remes aperis. And therefore we have to appreciate what we got, and we have to even make a strong Kabbalah. You have to mekabel upon ourselves on Shavuos that we're going to learn shtark throughout the year, that we appreciate the matana chashuva that Hashem gave us, and we're going to take advantage of it and use it out as much as possible. And again, even though we said that the Chag HaShavuos is the achana, the preparation for Torah, but when it becomes Shavuos, the avoid of the Chag itself is Kabbalas HaTorah. Yeah, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Amabez. Again, these are Gemaras about Chag HaShavuos, about Mzman, Mata, and Tereseinu. Now the Gemara says, Daf Pei Ches Amabez, and three quarters down, V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Bishor Sha'ola Moshe Lamorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel the Torah, is Omru Malchei Ashoros Lofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim had tainis, had complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, Ribbono shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mal Yelud Isha B'neinu, what is a born person doing amongst us? Like, what is Moshe Rabbeinu doing in Shemayim? Is Omer Lehen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Sabbat and Malachim, Lekabel Torah Bo, he has come to receive the Torah. I'm about to give the Torah down to Boretz. Omru Lefonov, so the Malachim said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chamuda Genuza, this desirable treasure, shegenuza l'cho, that is hidden and treasured by you, teisha meyos, 900, v'shivim v'yabo, and 74 doros, generations, koidim shenivroilom, before the world was created. Ata mevakesh litno l'boss of Adam, you intend now to give it to a boss of Adam. And Rashi says it really means ba'apayim shana, 2,000 years. That Shekod Matar Le'olam, the Torah was here 2,000 years before the world. And really, Sasidim Dar Sol Liboris, that the Pasuk says, Dovot Tzibel Elev Dor, The Kosh Baruch really should have waited much longer until he gave the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, Rashi says, that the world cannot be miskayim b'lay Torah, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and gave it after 26 daros. Like from Adam Rishon until Moshe's times was 26 daros. So therefore 26 minus 1,000, that's this 974. In other words, the Torah was created much before the Torah, like we said. Chazal says that Estakel b'Yiraisa Bor Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the blueprints, into the Torah, and because of the Torah, through the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. So it's called the Chem the Genuza that belongs in Shemayim. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu now think of giving it to Oretz? And they said the Pasuk in Tehillim that Mo'enosh ki siskerenu ve'nodem sifkedenu. What is the person to remember him? Hashem Adonainu mo'ado shimcha b'chol oretz. Nor as they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name is already on the earth. Rashi says, harbe boretz v'yein roi l'chol litein hoyd chosham. It's not befitting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give his hoyd the Torah onto the oretz, but rather it should stay in Shemayim. The apostle says, "Asher tono hoyd chol shemayim," but rather you should like bestow your glory upon the Shemayim. Like keep the Torah in Shemayim. This was the time that the Malachim wanted. We'll soon explain what the machlokes is. Now, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to me.